This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by the Public Square app and Patriot Gold Group. This week, we're talking about the importance of speaking up. The Bible will be called a hate book. Preachers will be called out for spewing hate speech, and you are a hateful bigot, and churches will be shut down. That's where we're headed in our country today. And you will be silenced, and most Christians, as we've been talking about all week, most will be silenced at mere threats. Just being called names will silence most Christians. Why? Because they have chosen the glory of man over the glory of God. It is that simple. I absolutely love this insight. I'm stealing it from my pastor. He spoke to it at my church last week. It's about Jesus. Right after he was killed on the cross, there is a section in Luke's gospel that is so easy to skip over, but my pastor brought it to life, and it's fantastic. And it's just a couple of verses, Luke 23:50. So Jesus died on the cross, and a man named Joseph, who was a member of the council, a good and righteous man, he had not consented to their plan and action. A man from Arimathea, who was waiting for the kingdom of God, this man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Okay, so what do we know? We have a man who, out of nowhere, he's never been mentioned before. We learn he's a good and righteous man. Okay, he's a member of the council. What council? The council that just put Jesus to death. And we find out it says he did not consent. He didn't consent. So he didn't say, yeah, kill him. But he didn't stand up against it either. He didn't try to stop it. He just stayed silent. He did not consent. Okay, let's go over to Matthew 27:57. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Okay, so now we know he's a rich man too. Did he use any of his influence or wealth to stop any of this from happening? Did he speak up to try? Not that we know of. So let's go over to Mark 15:42. Joseph of Arimathea came, a prominent member of the council, who himself was waiting for the kingdom of God, and he gathered up courage and went in before Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. So now we know he is on the council. We know he was rich. And we know that he's not just on the council, but he's well-respected. He's a highly esteemed member of the council that put Jesus to death. He's a prominent member. Did he use any of that influence? No, he just didn't consent. And he felt so bad for his cowardice that he finally gained the courage. It says right there, he gathered up courage. He got the courage to ask Pilate for the body. And Pilate said yes. And check this out. This is in Matthew. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it. It. That's our Lord's body. Right? It. It's an it. Wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own tomb. Again, that's one sentence. Oh, okay. He took the body and wrapped it up and put it. No. Think about that. Took the body, wrapped it up, put it in a tomb. So Joseph had to take Jesus' body off the cross, pull out three nails, one in each hand, one through his ankles, right? These thick nails, deep, driven deep through his body and through the wood. Somehow he had to pull them out. I don't even know how. How do you do? And then carry Jesus's body to this tomb. So he's now covered in blood. So we have a Jewish person touching a dead body. He's now unclean. It's all very scandalous. And it's just one sentence. But you ask, why did this man not speak up in the first place? He was rich. He was on the council. He's a prominent member. Why did he not speak up? Well, Jesus spoke with this when he quoted Isaiah. Isaiah said these things because he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, many, even of the authorities, believed in him. But for fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. That's John 12:42. Many, even authorities believed in him, but fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it so that they would not be put out of the synagogue. Why did they not want to be put out of the synagogue? For they loved the glory that comes from man more than the glory that comes from God. And we're going to see it in America today. We already do, but we'll see it more. Oh, you're a bigot. You believe in hate speech. You read a hate book. And most Christians will be like, oh, I'm sorry, like me. They want to be praised by man more than they're willing to admit that Jesus is Lord. Same thing back then. Same thing today. They need the praise of man more than they're willing to confess the truth of Jesus. They loved the glory that came from man more than the glory that comes from the Lord. When it finally comes down to it, which will you choose?
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.